B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Szolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all.
Ready for this, so?
Talked about this with Jim Love on the way in today.
I know, he told me all about it.
I don't think you two guys more ready for Christmas.
I'm reading from the New York Post. Have a holly jolly November. Decorating your home for Christmas
scary
months
stories.
Before the holiday, even right after Halloween, can make you a happier person, according to a report. Mm-hmm. How about that? Decking the halls early is a spirit booster because it tends to trigger pleasant childhood memories and makes folks feel more social. Experts and studies show.
Brings back whimsy to me. Yes,
I agree. When you're putting up decorations, you're thinking of happier times.
Yep.
Times with family and friends and family traditions you engaged in. Psychotherapist Amy Morin told ABC News.
I totally agree with this, and I think it all goes to hell once you start shopping and have to spend money. I think the fun part about this in the holidays is getting up in that attic or garage or basement and seeing that Santa there and that thing stuffed and you want to stick it in your, by your fireplace or get your mantle ready and you decorate, you play the carols like that. I didn't even know we were going to do this. And Jim just played the music. Got me excited. I got excited the other day. I heard my first Christmas carol.
At least one study has also shown that decorating the outside of your home for Christmas can make you appear more welcoming and sociable.
Oh, I definitely do that. I love decorating outside.
Do you love people coming up to your house or?
No.
Okay. That's
no, but that doesn't
sending
mean I'm not
the wrong
social,
message.
Like, no, that's not. It's not just because I put more lights up just doesn't mean, hey, come on in.
But that's what they're saying. It makes you appear to be more welcoming and sociable.
I mean, if you show up and I got a fireplace cracking and maybe I got some nutcrackers over there and a bowl of chestnut, like who really eats those big chestnuts, right? Chestnuts.
Do you want to hear the
walnuts?
The,
awful. Like,
do you want to hear the
my grandparents used to keep
tips?
A bowl of chestnut, like walnuts out. Like, oh.
Do you want to hear the tips?
Sure.
For what to do to make your home like the best possible, you know, decorations and the
festive,
best possible festive way?
Absolutely.
Tip number one is go more natural. Decorations that come from nature, like berries and pine branches and pine cones.
Screw that.
Give your home a holiday feel without. What?
No.
What do you mean?
No. You can't start after the day after Halloween and go natural. You got to go
fake.
Hold on.
Hold on a second. I'm going to read you this. You're jumping the gun here.
Pipe down, Christmas boy.
All right. The natural decorations deliver a scaled down look that can work both before and after Christmas Day. They're not saying natural as in actual
naked
pine cone. They're just saying the look of it. A natural look in terms of what you're choosing to decorate with. Because tip number two is go with an artificial tree.
Bingo.
That's tip number
Absolutely,
two.
Absolutely, 100%.
It says, and don't skimp on the artificial tree.
That's right.
Spend the big bucks on something that looks super real.
High and tight.
Real nice.
Yep. You don't have to water it. Dog's not in there licking it and drinking all the water.
No. Tip number three is use LED lights.
Nope. Disagree. I put the LED lights up, and I go out on the road, and I look, and I'm like, something looks fake about that tree.
They have a bluish tint to them that I don't like when they're white.
I hate them. Nope.
I don't like that.
You've got to get the.
You've got to make sure you get warm-looking lights.
Clear. You need to get the clear
like those
ones.
Bluish
you get
LEDs.
Them at Target. Just regular old clear lights, and they're bright and they're green. Green meaning they look white, but they're really green.
Huh?
Yeah.
Green.
Like if you go to green, like you got a red light and it looks white. It's green light. Green means go. You know what I'm saying? Clear.
I don't. I'm confused.
Never mind. Retract that.
You confused the hell out of me.
Well. You got to get the crystal clear ones. Just clear, and they don't have no blinking, no colored lights, none of that. Everything white.
Okay.
White. White is bright.
They do sell the warm colored LEDs now.
Nope. They don't work. I they don't work.
Oh, they do. They've gotten rid of those horrible looking LED ones. But you got to be careful what you're buying.
It looks fuzzy when you look at it. Like, ooh,
you got to be careful.
LEDs, they're expensive, and I bought them.
Bug zapper.
I took them down.
Have you seen those like bluish ones? Yes. That when they first came out with LED Christmas lights, I was like, what the hell?
These are great. They're never going to die. So I bought a bunch of them. You know what I did? I put the whole tree up, took the whole damn thing down in a day.
Something wrong with those. Something wrong with the lights.
Don't buy LED lights.
I don't like looking at those. Hey, neighbor, your house is blue. You got to get rid of those lights. Those are not white. Those are blue.
I got another little tip, too. You know those.
But you generally agree with this. Put the decorations up now. You're ready for it?
I'm going to do it this weekend. I'm going to start this weekend.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, because I got to plan my weekends ahead. I mean, don't forget, we're going to Houston after Thanksgiving. And once Thanksgiving hits, baby, it's full on Christmas. Like, you're into it.
Late Thanksgiving this year, too. 28th.
Yeah, that's true. It's way too late. And then before that, like, I don't want to be decorating Cowboy weekend. Hell no. Get ready for the Cowboys. You got nothing to do this weekend. No football. Imagine watching Alabama, LSU, and you putting up your tree. There ain't nothing better than that. Have a drink. Have that on. Put carols on in the background. You're watching football.
Seems early.
I know it's early. I know it seems early. But if you realistically look at your calendar, tell me a better weekend. Next weekend, guess what? On the road. Going to Philly.
Okay.
And then next thing you know, we're a week and a half away from.
Can I ask you a question?
Thanksgiving.
I don't know what all are your, that has what to are your do Christmas, what, but all right.
Because I don't want to decorate in December. I want to get everything.
Okay. Right. Just what are your weekdays like? Say after 2 p.m. Jam packed.
Pretty open now.
Okay.
Pretty open.
I mean, is it possible that maybe you go home from work one day next week or the following week and just put everything up then? I mean, what are we talking?
It's possible.
3-4 hour project?
No, it's possible. But, like, see, the problem there is...
You won't rule it out.
I don't want to instantaneously get home and let's start decorating, like, as soon as you get home. And if you wait too long, next thing you know, 4:35, it's pitch black.
What is it that you want to do?
I like to set up during the day. Like, I want to be able to see it better. You do it at night. It's tough. Tough.
He's got those glasses on. It's always dark.
Yeah. You know?
Dark.
You know what I'm saying? See, like Saturday afternoon. Like, it's like prime spot, like noon. Let's just do it. No, I'm not home at noon.
I'm exact opposite. I like to do it. I like to do it in an hour or so before dusk. And that way, as it's coming on,
you're
just see it. No, we got it. No, it's a little.
So what do you think? Christmas decorations now? Yay or nay?
People are in on that.
779-0985. Billy Jaffe's coming up at 1:35. Today's takeaways at 1:50. Go no.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright.
Yo, can you see the calls over there? I'm defeated on the call screener today, man. I can do it over here.
What do we got?
I got nothing. I got nothing on my call screen.
Hold on, Jim, are these calls screened before I pick them up?
Well, the intern screened it.
Louis Ainsbury wants to talk about Christmas.
Okay, good. Hold on. Put Louis on. This thing is broken so many times.
Our intern hates Christmas, he said. And he's screening the calls?
I just want to make sure they're screened. They're good? Jimmy says yay?
Why does he hate Christmas?
I don't know.
Why? Did he get beaten as a kid?
You don't like Christmas?
He hates the music.
Oh.
Get out.
Forget you. Get out.
Get out.
You're fired.
I want a new intern.
I said it's going to be a miserable second half of your internship.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal for you.
We're going to shove.
Give me Louis. I want to talk to Louis. Louis.
Hey, boys, what's happening?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, wait a minute. Way too early for that, Malaki, but I got a quick story for you. Let me just say this. I don't know how old that intern is. He sounds like he's about 9.
You're a moron.
yeah, I had to call back 3 times. But anyway, just a couple quick things on the Patriots. The boogeyman scared the you-know-what out of me the other night, that's for sure. I think once we get healthy on the offensive line, we're going to be okay. And we needed a little kick in the ass the other night. I don't like the fact that it was the Ravens. My brother lives there, the whole gang, my family, they all went down and had a hell of a time. But so that aside, let me just give you a little, you talk about natural stuff for the holidays. those red berries, right? Where do you think those come from?
What, the red berries? Like
the red berries.
This is Holly.
Yeah, Holly. Where do you think they come from?
From a branch.
Yeah, from a branch. Okay, the branches are out in swamps. And, you know, I got a full-time job. I do okay. But I got a buddy of mine that sells all that stuff for the holidays. So about this time of the year, he calls me and says, Dave, I want you to go out, Louie, I want you to go out and pick some red berries for me. So about 2 years ago, I go out in some swamp, and he puts the waiters on me, and he says, pick some berries. I'm going to pay you X amount of money per bunch. I see dollar signs. I put the waiters on. I go out there. I tripped and fell. I got about $500 worth of red berries and a sleigh. I trip and fall in a swamp. Now, I have never had a near-death experience, but the next time you go get your red berries, just remember where they come from. Guys going out in swamps, almost freaking dying. I had my head underwater.
I don't buy any of these red berries.
I don't buy any berries.
These red berries? I don't buy any stupid red berries.
And where did you get a sleigh, sir?
Would you Santa freaking pick you up on the way back?
That's a horrible story.
Sleigh?
Is he talking about cranberries in a cranberry bowl?
It had to have been. He's talking about cranberries.
He's talking about like the prickly holly leaves with the red berries on them.
Do you know that?
Just the berries.
please call. Guys, I was getting my tree up.
Did you know that mistletoe is actually a parasitic plant that grows on top of other trees? Just look that up. Just it's found like that out south.
Like, how do you get it all balled up?
It grows like that.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it right now, growing all over a maple tree. They go up there and they cut it all off. Then they sell it to you. How about that?
Like, you can't go in any store right now without seeing all Christmas stuff out. That's awesome. Like, it makes you want to buy shiny stuff. You know?
Shiny stuff.
Pretty paper.
There you go.
Pretty now ribbon. that'll get you
fired up.
Get
you in the mood.
Of blue. Wrap your presents, your darling, from you.
Paul and Grafton. How you been, Paul?
Pretty pins.
Hey, B, Jim, Hottie. What up, 16?
Hi.
Hey, quickly, I know you got Jaffe coming on. I want to talk Bruins, but Zoe, I'm flying out to Cali Saturday morning. I'm going to that game Monday night in Santa Clara. Can't wait.
Oh, okay. Is that a 49ers home game?
49ers, yep.
I thought the game was in Seattle. Ooh.
No. It's in Santa Clara, bro.
Wow. I'd say that's a must-win for Jimmy.
It's going to be rocking. I can't wait.
Primetime game. You got them at home?
Exactly.
That place will be lit. You'll have fun there.
Yep.
You know what?
So anyways,
you'll be disappointed in the stadium. I'll put that out.
Wow. Really? Oh, you seen it?
We caught a game in it, but two years ago? It's not
really?
Yeah, it's not like some of these other new ones. It's not a Mercedes-Benz or like the one they got in Minnesota, I tell you that, or AT&T.
Right. My buddy went to a Stones concert. He said it was really nice, but we'll check it out Monday.
All right. Have fun, buddy.
Hey, with Jaffe, you guys see the game last night? I mean, same old Canadians with the, you know, the embellishing the penalties, you know, the throwing the sticks, you know, faking injuries to get a face-off. It makes me sick. You know, and then the offsides, late offsides. Jaffe's going to go nuts. I mean, he's going to have a nervous breakdown.
Well, that's a big one everybody's talking about. I don't have a problem with the embellishment stuff. I don't. Like, if you're trying to get a call, that's like part of the gamesmanship. And I know it drives people nuts in hockey. But
they're famous for it over there.
But if it wasn't the Canadians, would you be calling on it?
Yeah, I don't know. They're just so good at it. You know, they're the professionals at that embellishing. The rule came because of them. Like, you know, and just the offside call with Coyle. I mean, if you've seen Jaffe on Nesson, I mean, he's like crying at these delayed, you know, taking goals away.
They're bad. They're bad for the sport. It's bad for the sport.
Oh, it's terrible, Scott. Mark, it's terrible.
Mark.
We've been talking about this. Mark. We talked to Tory Krug about it a couple weeks back. It's not good.
What's Shafi's?
It's not good for the game.
Yeah. We haven't had him yet.
We'll talk.
But he's going to come. He's going to get him, man. And ask him about that interference with Rask on that third period. I mean, that didn't look good. That didn't look good at all.
All right. We'll ask him about that, too. There you go. Paul's telling us what to ask Shafi about next segment. We can do that. Yeah. We'll ask about both of those.
Let him write the questions.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, stay on the line. Why don't we have you do the interview for us? Mike in Virginia Beach. Hey, Mike.
Hey, PSA, I don't know what that guy's talking about. I'm sitting on a golf cart on completely solid ground looking at a holly tree. They're all over the place down here.
Thank you.
And I think he's eating the berries that he's picking, and I don't think they're holly, but that's...
So you're not finding them in a swamp? Are you pulling your sleigh with the golf cart? Because
with the golf cart.
Yeah, okay, because you need a sleigh to put the berries in.
Yeah, I might fall off,
in.
Too.
Berries. Just the berries.
Just the berries.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Hi, boys.
Thank
happy
you.
Thanksgiving.
Hey, man.
Okay. All right.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. This is great. People are festive. You're feeling it early. Are you feeling it earlier this year?
Oh, I'm downright jolly.
Is it because we're getting older? Or is it just, you know what? You feel the turn in the weather.
Is it going to be 20 degrees on Saturday? Is that true?
Friday night, 20 degrees.
20 degrees on
Friday. High of 38 on Saturday.
Well, yeah.
That means winter.
If the meteorologists are correct.
I was just thinking that.
What's that, podcast we have?
If they are correct.
What's that podcast we have with My Two Slappies, the ones where they teach you all the yard tricks? With Maz and
tool bags. I was going to say toolboxes.
Toolbox. Like,
tool bags.
Daniel Brown brought up a great point about hoses. Get a plastic garbage can and take your hose.
Jim
and how
asked,
you winterize your hose so it doesn't freeze you. You keep it coiled inside garbage cans. And it's just, that's how you store your hoses. That's a great point. It makes me want to go buy a plastic garbage can and wrap my hoses up in it.
What winterizes them in a garbage can versus
it's supposed to be storage methods. It doesn't winterize.
Storage people. Store it. But some people leave their hoses out under their deck and they freeze and crack. Don't do that. Or they leave them out. They don't properly blow the water out. You got to blow it out. And then you can put it in a shed outside because if it freezes, it'll break the hose. You'll crack your hose.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah.
No, I disconnect them and I just stack the two hose reels on top of each other in the garage.
You do that too?
Yeah.
I just thought that was neat. I don't know.
To coil them up inside a garbage can?
Yeah, it's like a snake.
To hang them on a hook.
Like a cobra in a...
I was going to start listening to that podcast. I'm not. Now that's the dumbest thing I ever
heard of.
Oh, that's awesome.
I bet he watches snake charmers.
Who ever thought of that?
I don't know. Why would you think of that?
I'm trying to promote the podcast.
Unscrew the damn thing and throw it up in the attic. Something, anything.
Well, my question would be, what was the hose on all summer long?
Right.
Was it not on a reel? Like, mine's on a reel.
Mine's
on a reel. I leave it wound up in a...
Mine has a reel that I will now just disconnect from the house and bring it inside.
That's what I do.
It's already on a reel.
One in front, one in back. Put them both inside.
No, I have like five of those. Remember they brought
you don't drain the hose
black
out,
ones they brought in?
I do not blow the water out of the hose. No, because, I mean...
No, but once you disconnect it, the water will come out of the hose. And then once it's brought inside, who cares?
If it's reeled up on a reel, there's going to be some water.
How do you blow the air out of the hose?
You put one in your mouth, you keep blowing on it, and it just squirts out.
Through 50 or 100 feet of garden hose?
You do that, sure.
Well,
where do you think the air goes?
Maybe you can. My skills are not quite up to your level.
Suck a golf ball through the other.
No, hose in my say, can suck a golf ball right through that thing.
You're much more skilled when it comes to putting a hose in your mouth and giving it a good blow. You're way better at it than I am.
Jason and Malden. Yep, hold on.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jason. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. Hey, how about some Mitch Miller, first of all? Let's get some Mitch Miller going.
No, Mitch and the Gang tomorrow. Santa's got a big old fat white ass. Santa's got a big fat white ass. Put your hose in the garbage can. Saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. Look at that manger. Where's the baby Jesus?
I think Louie is mistaken. We should probably call him a Casey up down in Carver. He's the one who can tell you all about the cranberry bogs, not swamps, bogs down in Carver. And the Holly's got some grilling foliage. Swamp.
I was in a swamp.
How'd you get a sleigh in or out of a swamp?
Now, listen,
I want that guy to call back.
That thing ain't sliding. You know what I mean? If there's no ice on the ground, that sucker ain't sliding on anything.
If you told me he had a fan boat down there with him, maybe I'd believe him.
But yeah, it's still going to be slick, though. You need some water. There it is. Like, you ain't driving that thing through any bog.
It's just, it's completely inappropriate for collecting berries.
Just the berries.
Yeah.
Did you do one of them songs? Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, I don't think we've
ever played that. Take my hand.
Yeah, we played that prior to the Me Too movement.
Just breathe in the neck.
Yeah, we're not playing that one anymore.
That was a one-hit wonder, boy.
Yep,
that thing
sure was.
People loved it.
One-play wonder is what it was. We'll talk to Billy Jaffe on the Bruins next.
Oh, is he going to actually call in this time?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right circle now, Coyle right of the net. Center's deflected, and Byron came back defensively. Coyle shoots, he scores! Sanderson, find him at the bottom of the left wing circle. Send it out in front to Coyle. Slams one by Carey Price. First time tonight, Bruins lead at 5-4. So the referee is over to talk to the Canadiens.
I think they're
bench.
Looking for offsides.
Mark Jonette,
I think they're looking for a possible offside because the pass came to Coyle. He had to take it in his skates, and it was very close.
They think they have the go-ahead goal. Here is the call.
After review was determined, the play was offside. There is no...
We'll save it.
Did you hear it?
It's good.
Takeaways. Takeaways coming up next segment.
Okay. Did you already send it?
I'll send it. I didn't. I just heard you play a little something there, and I think I know what it is. What
the hell happened?
Now then, let's bring in Billy Jaffe from Nesson on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Billy, what do you think of that offsides call last night that robbed the Bruins of a goal?
I think it sucks. It's bad. Right. Awful. I mean, we've gotten to, we talked about this a few weeks ago, man. You know, like, we've gotten to the point where it's millimeters. It's, and by the way, I couldn't tell, like, 100% I couldn't tell. You know, it definitely looked like it was, I saw it live, and I'm like, oh, that could be close, but close doesn't matter. And you're telling me after 3 minutes, definitively, they saw that it was offside? No, they surmised because they also determined that maybe he didn't have control, but I say he did because he caught it with his skate. That's called the skilled play, and we've seen it called before. The problem is this. We have taken, you know, you've heard this. We've talked about it. It's supposed to be for the big, bona fide, egregious, is the word of the year, calls that have missed. And it's gone completely the other way. We're down to, what is the antithesis of egregious? I'm not an English major. So what would that be? The minutia of? I don't know. But we're down to the minutia of, and I don't like minutia in that regard.
And don't you think that the league has to, at some point, reassess what they're doing with these reviews?
Though? Yes, absolutely.
I mean, what are we doing? Why do we have this?
Because we have this because there's no ability... Your version and my version of what makes sense may not jive. And if they don't jive in, you know, how do you – they're just saying, well, it's just black and white. It's either on or offside. But even though – see, they made the mistake. They should have just said, folks, when they brought in offside review, and folks, it's black and white. Either it is or it isn't. And if it's a half an inch offside, it's offside. If it's 2 feet, it's offside, it's offside. The problem is they can't go back and use what we would call common sense reviews. There's no such thing. I love the idea. There's been many fans and other people that I've talked to as well. You guys can tell me if you disagree or not. And you probably have talked about it. Let the officials look at it. And if they can't determine it in, like, let them look at their iPad. Let them look at the replay, but it has to be a game speed. If it's a game speed and they still can't review it, game on. Move on with the original call. If not, if you have to go frame by frame, then I think that that's a, I think that becomes more of a fiasco than anything.
They also should be put on a time limit.
Of course.
Like, yeah, like if you don't have it 3 minutes and you don't have it.
3 minutes, 30 seconds.
What do you wait?
You got 30 seconds or that screen goes black. And if you can't figure it out in that time, it's over.
Oh, I like that. Like that goes
I have no problem with that. And I also have no problem saying if the puck enters the offensive zone and 15 seconds or maybe 20 seconds max later, 15 or 20, that the play is not moved, you know, if it hasn't been touched or whatever by the defending team, that it's just it's a free puck again. You know, just go on. If you've been in your own zone that long, that it nullifies any offside review. Well, the problem is we're only reviewing it for goals. We're not reviewing it. Let's say it's offside, but then it leads to a penalty against the other team, the defending team, which then leads to a goal. Well, why can't you challenge that too then? You know what I mean? Like, we're doing it for these minutiae of goals. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, for what I would call, Billy, the negligible calls, you know, and if we're viewing it at game speed, it's like, yeah, yeah, call this one either way, then leave it alone. I don't know. I don't know what they think they're
there for 5
no,
minutes.
But I think we do this in football.
I know.
And like football has changed it to where, okay, that play against the Saints happens, so they institute this, you could review PI, any PI call. And like the league is 0 for forever on it. Like they don't overturn it. And I've heard this argument that this is put in place because if it is the playoffs or the Super Bowl, we won't call it like we would in a regular season. If that game last night is Game 7, Stanley Cup Final, and it's 4-4, do they make that call? Do they overturn it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Does it depend what building it's in?
I don't know. See, but they shouldn't even have the opportunity to, which is what the real point
different.
Of it is.
I couldn't agree. You're asking me this hypothetical. It also comes down to the two guys that are looking in the pad, the iPad, in conjunction with the situation room. But if it's the guys that are the linesmen that are calling it, you're asking me a hypothetical that I can't answer. Something in those two guys that they felt that, it's probably. Would they do the same thing in a Stanley Cup? I don't know. But it's a valid question, but it's too hypothetical. I can't. But it shouldn't even be there. It should not be there at all.
Tuca was pretty accountable last night. At least he gave you that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Get it out of the way, right?
And let's hope that. I mean, it doesn't feel like it's going to happen much, but it's got. By the way, it's going to happen again, and it's also going to happen to Yaro Halak. Who, you know, I talked to y'all the other day. He had a tough game against the Rangers early on. He let in what even he called it a brutal goal. He just said it was my first shot. I didn't get it. It's bad. You know, whatever. It's going to happen. Now, the Bruins were playing a worse team than the Rangers, and they battled back and they grind out that win last week in New York. But now you're playing a team that's more revved up than the Rangers. It's not back to back, or for them, for the Canadians, I mean. And they're you know, they got it. But Tuca was very accountable. He knew it wasn't good. You don't hide from it. Let's hope. I think you put him back in on Friday, guys. I think you put him right back in. Play Detroit, put him back in, and then Sunday you play Halak at home.
So there's no reason to panic on Tuca. He's had such a good stretch in Montreal. He had six straight wins up there, I believe, right? I mean, he played really well there. So there's no reason to panic, right?
I wouldn't. I'm not. I mean, you know, I know that there's an element that wants to say, we told you so, that he can't win up there. The numbers don't agree with that. There's also the element that says, you know, he can't handle the pressure. I mean, come on. Like, it's one. If it becomes, give me a couple of games. If we start seeing a trend where something's not right, not just with him, but with any of these guys. Look, the top line didn't have what you would call a great top line game last night. But we're so used to them being all world, all universe. That if one average game, which still is pretty damn good for them, we were like, but Tuca wasn't good. All right, one game.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right, Billy. Thanks for checking in. Nice to catch up with you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right, man.
See you, Bill.
Appreciate that. All right. See you guys.
Bye.
All right, Billy.
Billy Jaffe from Nesson with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Today's takeaways on Zolak and Bertrand are next. Huh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's
sweet. All right, today's takeaways brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. You've heard the success stories of myself, Sarge, who's in charge, Dr. Carmen, and Nick, that guy that almost died from the morning show, and many others. Become your own success story right now. Check it out at Waken180WeightLoss.com.
All right, let's get to it. You got a, you got something that got sent in, Hardy?
Well, we were talking about the Tool Bag podcast.
Yeah.
Tony Maz, Dan O'Brien. Which is a great idea. Both guys very handy.
I'm going to go on it.
I was excited to listen to it until I heard that one of the tips that Dan O'Brien had was for storing your garden hose inside of a garbage can. Coil it in there like a
big
snake.
Old snake.
Right.
I work with one cobra.
And apparently that's the thing to do, so much so that Tom in Worcester has put together this public...
And Zoe loved the idea, by the
way. Zoe loved the idea.
I thought it was a great
idea. That's genius,
because
I have like five hoses.
So maybe we just don't understand, okay? So Tom in Worcester put together a public service announcement to help educate people.
Okay.
What you should do.
On a tool bags.
Yeah.
A public service announcement from Scott Zolak. Put your garden hose in a trash can. Coil your garden hose in a trash can. In a trash can. It'll take up space. You could have hung it up. But Zoe says no way. Yeah, put your garden hose in a trash can. No one knows why you would put it in a trash can. But Zoe says put it in a trash can. In a trash can. What's up, Zoe?
What's up, Tom?
It's actually Dan O'Brien, who says, put your garden hose in a trash can. But endorsed.
But Zoe fully endorsed.
Co-signed by Scott Zolak.
That sounds neat. Like, go to Lowe's, buy a trash can for $10, put my hoses in it.
Do you think you're getting a trash can for $10?
Yeah.
A nice one?
Yeah.
Well, you don't need a nice one.
You don't need a nice one. You buy
the
cheapest
thing,
round
one. You're not using it for trash. You're using it just for your hose.
Yeah, put your hose in it.
But you say my trash is more valuable than my hose?
No, you're saying that you need something more durable to hold the weight
there.
Of your trash and the wear and tear of dragging it out to the curb and
I like that.
Dragging it back and using
little,
it for trash.
Snappy little tune.
Something that just needs to store your garden hoses doesn't need to be durable.
Yeah. You got to blow the water out first, though.
So we'll do. You can blow the water out 100 feet of hose. No problem.
Just blowing a hose. What are you doing out there? I'm blowing a hose.
Hose.
Blowing hose.
It's a hose in my yard. Put your hose away. Put your hose away.
Put your hose in the garage.
These hoses.
Put your hose in the trash can.
I myself treat my hose a little bit better than to put it in a trash can.
Now,
Tom did something. Tom did something with the Dean Spanos audio that we played earlier today, owner of the Chargers. Right. Yeah.
It's total. Okay? We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We're playing in Los Angeles. This is our home. And this is where we're planning to be for a long time. We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere.
Anywhere.
For a long time.
Not bad. Not bad, T-Bone.
It's the last time we saw the big boy, 87, right?
Mm? Yeah.
Unfinished business to be continued. I'll never forget that video. To be continued. Dot, dot, dot.
Would you like a Brad Stevens interview recap from today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would love that. Yeah. We had a good interview with him today.
Yes. Personally, for him to do it in the building where, you know, you had that horrific injury, how big was that for him?
Good question. I don't really know what he would say about that. You're welcome.
Is he approaching something that you envisioned for him when he first joined the team before he went down, you know, 5 minutes into the first regular season game, or has he already attained that point?
That's a good question.
How much you pay for your Halloween costume?
I don't know. It's a good question. That's like three good questions today, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Can we get a louder bell?
I offered a positive update on Jaylen Brown before the game last night. Is there any more positive news to deliver today since that point?
Had a good workout this morning in Boston.
Oh. But he was right on it. I thought he liked that question, too. He was right on the answer. This side of the room is the good question side, Beetle. Good questions over here.
It's all right.
That's what you get for asking about Jaylen Brown. Why don't you ask him a basketball question?
Why don't you piss him off more?
Yeah. Ask him about Halloween.
Yeah. Simple.
That's a good question.
Simple. Kids.
We did? We sang? Yes. We did. Let's hear that.
What did we sing?
I don't know.
Oh, Black Box.
Yeah.
Black Box.
CNC Music Factory.
Yeah.
Black Box.
Yeah. Yeah. Strike it up.
That sounds so terrible.
I played the first bit of it, and Lanny goes, right away, strike it up.
Yeah. It's a great song. Party starter.
Yeah.
Lanny just goes, strike it up.
Strike it up.
Yeah.
Jock Jams. Highly underrated CD.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
No, at the time. I mean, everybody had it. I had it. I blared it, man. We worked out to it, everything.
I don't think it was underrated. I think everyone had it.
I came out my wedding to that, to Jock Jams.
No. Shocked.
Ding, 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 ding.
No, you did not.
Yes, we did the
don't
thing
say
you
the can't say it.
The thing you can't say. We did it. Yep. We got ready to do something. Jimmy's like, yes. Jace Stu came out with his. Did they do any cat breakdown from the other night on that 2-6 show?
Yeah.
And that cat went nuts. Did you see the cat?
The Giants game? The cat Giants game cat.
Talking mask covered it? No.
I have no idea.
With the big
cat.
You would know. You're the freaking ombudsman for that
I
show.
Love it. Felger, P1, baby. Right here.
Felger, Maz,
don't
ombudsman,
touch that
Scott
don't
Solak.
Don't touch that dowel. Don't touch it. Maz, hose in the trash can, right?
Hose in the trash
Dan
can?
Dan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it works.
They're all making fun of me. Yeah. Like, it's great.
Like it
I think it's
work,
a great
Hardy.
Idea.
Like, something would fail.
You know what it is?
If you were to put it in.
It's two tool bags that no offense to the tool bag podcast. Two guys that only have, like, one hose.
Like
I have, like, six
work.
Hoses. It's
oh, that.
Guatemala.
That works.
It's just roll up the hose and hang it on a hook in the garage.
It's but, hanging there and it's in the way.
Way better in the trash can.
Keeps better for what?
Keeps its form.
Tell him. It takes up less space to put a trash can in your garage than it does to roll up a hose and put it on a hook on the wall?
That's absurd.
I do have multiple hoses.
I only have one. That's what she said.
Back tomorrow. Shaughnessy's in tomorrow for the first time in a while. But we'll talk to him. And we'll do this all over again.
Trash can.
A trash can takes up less space? That's absurd. Have a great rest of your afternoon. See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Wednesday, November 6th here on Felger Maz from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Maz alongside Big Jim Murray in our update studio. Fellas, how you doing?
I'm fine, Michael. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just tremendous. Thank you so much. Enough of the pleasantries. I thought today we would start with everything other than Patriots. We sort of did a couple hours on this late last night or in yesterday's show, and I want to pick it right up today because I think there's things to talk about with all three teams other than the Patriots. We got Paul Perillo coming in later in the show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.